get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Hi, this is Sue McClain, the sales manager here at KCNR. And if you've been considering advertising, but you're not really sure where to start, well, you can start with a phone call. My number is 530-605-4565. I can let you know how much our rates are and how we can help. So once again, if you have any questions regarding advertising and how we can help your business, our number once again, 530-605-4565. And thanks for listening to KCNR.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call an 888 money pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and LL Flooring's Profiles podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you guys working on now the weather is warming up? If you've got a house project to tackle, inside or out, you're in the right place because that's what we do. Well, not every weekend, but most weekends. There's something going on around our homes, whether it is a painting project or a planting project. We've got stuff that we're doing. We know you are doing the same, and we would love to help. So reach out to us with your questions. You can do that by going to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button and leave us your question. We will get that audio sent right to us and get back to you the next time we do the show. Hey, coming up on today's episode, is mold making its way onto your otherwise very tidy house? Well, the truth is that even the cleanest of homes can have mold, and we're not just talking about the kind of mold you find in the back of your fridge. We're going to share some of these surprising places mold can hide and tell you what to do when you find it.
And adding a backyard deck is one surefire way to increase your home's living space, but is building a backyard deck a DIY project? We're going to share some guidelines coming up.
And also ahead, losing power is always a hassle, but circuit breakers trip for a reason. So we're going to tell you why these devices keep you safe and what to do if they keep tripping, because most people get it wrong.
Well, it is officially springtime, and everybody is getting outdoors, and hopefully everybody on the West Coast is digging out of all of that massive amount of snow that they've seen in the past whole winter season. My goodness. So what are you guys working on? I'm sure out there's going to be a lot of repairs that need to be made, but on the sunnier side of the country, maybe you're working outside. Whatever you've got going on at your money pit, let us give you a hand. So give us a call so we can figure out what you guys are working on.
The studio number is 888-MONEY-PIT. It's 888-666-3974. Or you can go to moneypit.com/ask and leave us your question right there. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
All right, heading to the Hudson Valley, New York area, where we've got Benjamin on the line, who's got some leaking in a radon system. What's going on?
Yeah, we have a radon system. I'm not sure when it was installed, but we bought the house back in September of last year. So we're fairly new here, but have had no problems thus far except for this. The radon pipe, it's about three inch wide PVC pipe. It makes like a 45 degree angle turn right before it reaches the floor of the basement, in which it goes below the floor. Right at the top of that 45 degree turn, so not anywhere in the turn, but at the top of it where it connects to the rest of the straight pipe. Sometimes when it's a drastic temperature change or when it snows or rains really hard, that connection right there builds up water on the outside. It seems like it's leaking a little bit. I initially first thought the problem was because of rainwater, because when I went out and looked outside, the top of it was just a straight up pipe with no cap on it or anything, you know, to let the fumes out. And so I put a double elbow on it to have the fumes go down so that there wasn't, you know, an opening facing the sky. Didn't solve the problem. So now I'm kind of like perplexed as to A, why it's happening, and B, like how to fix it without like taking apart the whole PVC pipe, you know, because obviously I don't want to do that.
Absolutely. So here's what I think is going on. So your radon pipe, it basically goes below the slab and it pulls gas out from underneath the slab of the basement floor, and it goes into a fan, and then that fan pushes it above the fan to that vent you were talking about near the roof. So think of it as like a big shop vac, right, where you're sticking the suction line into the floor, and then you turn the vacuum on, and it's pulling up whatever's below it. Now, you're trying to have it pull up just air, but since you said that this happens consistent with moisture and with snowfall and rainfall, I think what's happening is that you're getting water in that area under the floor, and the radon is a pretty strong fan, so think of it as a pretty strong vacuum, and it's pulling up some of that water with the air, and that's what you're seeing leak out that section, that joint of the pipe that you described. So what I would do is I would look outside that area, and I would examine the gutter first to make sure that it's absolutely clean, and then I would look at the downspouts to make sure that they are solidly piped away from the house by at least 6 feet, and thirdly, I would look at the angle of the soil right around that area. And you want to make sure it's sloping away by about 6 inches over 4 feet, because whenever you have any sort of leak, and this includes the condition that you're describing that's consistent with heavy rainfall, it is always, always, always water that is sourcing underneath and around that foundation. And the good news is it's easy to fix. You just got to figure out why you're collecting so much water there and take the steps to correct that, and then your problem will magically disappear.
All right. That, yeah, I definitely, you know, I listen to you guys a lot, and I hear all your comments about grading and all that stuff. So I'm pretty like conscious about that. I would agree that maybe the grade could be like from the radon is on the north side of the house, the kit, and the house pitches from the north to the south. And so they're really like, I don't see there being much water that like sits in that specific spot when it comes to just like the pitch of the land, but I could see raising the grade like right going like east to west right in front of where the mitigation system is.
You really only have to raise it along the wall. We're not talking about a big project here. Just the first 4 to 6 feet around the house. That's where it's got to slope away. But I would do everything else first. I can almost guarantee you there's another source of water besides that grading, because it's almost always the grading is always sort of secondary to something that's wrong with the gutter system. It might be getting overwhelmed. If you have one long gutter and you have only one downspout in a heavy rain, well, guess what? That water is not all going down the gutter. It's probably splashing up and over. In fact, you want to prove it to yourself. The next time you have a really heavy rainfall, grab your umbrella and head on outside and see what's happening with that water. I got to tell you, it's quite an education, because, you know, you just don't think about the stuff or see it when you're inside the house. But if you watch from the outside, you're going to be like, wow, I didn't know that gutter was clogged. Or maybe you've got some other sort of erosion. But that's really the solution here. You've got to get the moisture under control. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Bathroom projects are always great, but a lot of work. Jackie in Michigan's working on one right now. How can we help?
Well, I have a question. I have done some plumbing, and I am going to be taking out an old tub and putting in a tile shower in place of it. So the diverter and the shower head are fine. I'm going to be removing the tub faucet because I'll no longer have a tub. Can I just cap off that pipe coming to the tub faucet, or do I have to put a whole new diverter in?
No, you have to put a shower valve in, because you're gonna have to disconnect the whole spout. I mean, the way you get water for the shower now is run it through the tub spout, then pull up the diverter, and then it starts coming out the spout. So you're gonna need to put in a shower valve. And I would also suggest, since you're doing that, put in what's called a pressure balanced shower valve. This will make sure that if somebody's running water somewhere else in the house, you don't get either scalded or just chilled, because it will make sure that the water temperature mix always stays the same. So that's an opportunity to do that. Let me ask you this question. The wall behind where the bathroom is right now, is that accessible? Has it been opened up in the past to work on the plumbing?
No, they left a little access panel. The tub that's in there now is actually like a jetted tub.
Right. Oh, okay.
And so they left an access panel to get to the motor and the jet,
right,
or whatever on the tub. But there's nothing to even, I figured I could, when I was tearing out some of the tile and pulling out the spout, I could just remove the spout. I thought maybe I could just cap it off, but then I thought no, because you, just like you said, you pull up on the spout to send the water,
right,
to the shower,
yep,
head.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I need a whole new diverter.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. See, it's always a bigger project, and plumbing is one of those things that, you know, if you don't do it every day, it can be confusing and it can be very time consuming. So you might want to plan this where you're doing the demolition and the tiling work, but you have a plumber come in at the appropriate time and just reroute those pipes properly, install that diverter valve, and then you won't have to worry about getting it wrong. Because if you do, it's a heck of a mess to fix it. And by the way, the other thing to think about doing is to open up the wall from the backside. And a lot of times, if you have a wall behind a tub, maybe the adjoining room, sometimes, like in my house, there's a closet behind the bathroom, and the back closet wall, we have a panel in it, and we lift that panel out, we can get to all the plumbing that's in that actually bath, that actually serves that bathtub and the shower. So if you have the opportunity to create an access panel like that, that could be valuable going forward as well. Jackie, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
This is the Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need and they can handle the rest, start to finished. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, mold can hide in the sneakiest of places. We're going to tell you what to do when you find it next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that. But also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Hey guys, we're excited to announce that season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business. Are you looking for an easy DIY project that'll transform your concrete patio steps or walkway? Check out Roller Rock from Dice Coatings. It's a tough, decorative, textured concrete coating that you just roll on. Made from real stone, Roller Rock is a unique pre-mixed self-priming formula that resists water, stains, impact, and abrasion. It's available in 15 colors and can update any concrete surface. Order your Roller Rock today to upgrade your home's exterior. Go to DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on? Well, whatever it is, whatever project you've got in mind, if you can dream it, you can for sure build it, and we can help. Be sure to join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. You can grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Joe, you've got the Money Pit. Tell us what you need help with.
Well, I need help with an idea of how to clean the grouting in my kitchen. It's a ceramic tile, and the grout has gotten discolored and dark over the years. And I was wondering if there was a product or some kind of solution you could give me that would help us clean it.
So you have two types of products out there. You have grout cleaners and grout strippers. The grout stripper is usually one that is a lot stronger in terms of being able to lighten up that grout. The key is that you have to put it on and let it sit for a little bit. So if it's in your kitchen, is this your kitchen floors or kitchen counters or backsplash? What is it?
It's the floor.
Okay. So, yeah, you got to put it on there and let it sit for a bit, and then go ahead and rinse it off. And it does a pretty good job of brightening these things out. There's a lot of different manufacturers of it. I don't have one that I'm particularly fond of over another, but I do encourage you to look for a grout stripper as opposed to a grout cleaner. And once you do get it clean, then what you should also do is apply a grout sealer, which is a silicone product that goes over the grout, and that will stop a lot of the dirt from getting back in there and will keep it brighter for a lot longer.
Okay, that sounds really good. What type of store might I find that? Like a Home Depot, a Lowe's
yes.
type store?
Yep, a home center, a Home Depot, a Lowe's, a hardware store.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate your input, and I'm going to definitely get right on that.
Well, even the cleanest of homes can have mold, and we're not just talking about the mold that covers last week's leftovers. Besides being unsightly, it can actually cause some serious health problems. So what do you do when you find mold, and is removal a DIY project? We're going to walk you through it.
Now, first, the extent and the type of mold is going to determine whether you can handle this mold cleanup project on your own, or you need the assistance of a mold removal pro. Now, if it's a small mold cleanup job, and that's generally defined as 10 square feet or less, it can definitely be a DIY project, as long as there's no one in the household who's like super sensitive to mold, because people have varying sensitivities to it. So if you're like sort of the average person, you could do it yourself. Now, if the cleanup is bigger than 10 square feet, then it's time to turn to a pro for the project, because that mold, those spores can escape with bigger cleanup projects like that. They can go throughout the house, and we just don't want you to do that.
Yeah, and you know, like hiring any pro, selecting a qualified mold removal pro is going to require that you qualify them carefully, especially because your health is at stake here. You want to ask for references from past clients and seek information from professional training and certification organizations such as the American Indoor Air Quality Council and the Indoor Air Quality Association. Now, you should also check for insurance coverage for mold removal and carefully review your policy and ask your insurance agent. You have to be aware that mold remediation can be very expensive, and more insurance companies are instituting coverage limits or even charging extra for mold riders.
Now, finally, what do you do to prevent the return of mold? You got it all cleaned up. You're all proud of yourself. You did a great job. But here's the deal. Mold can grow back, and it can grow back fast, usually within 24 to 48 hours. Whenever you have air moisture, like from leaks or spills or high humidity and condensation, and food sources. So what does mold like to eat? Well, around the house, probably the most common thing is your walls, because they're made of paper. You know, drywall has a paper surface, and that's often where we see mold form. And then if it's a damp area like a crawl space, you could have mold growing in the lumber and places like that. So it actually appears a lot more places than just your fridge, guys. So if you want to stop it from coming back, you've got to dry it up, because it's really a formula, right? You've got to have air, you've got to have food, and you've got to have moisture. If you take one of those away, then you're not going to have the problem. And the easiest thing to take away is the moisture, just by good grading and drainage and not letting things sort of build up around your house. Keep that humidity down, and you'll have a lot better chance of not having mold come back.
We've got Robin in Maryland on the line, who's looking to do a flooring project. How can we help?
So I have the whole house. It's a condo in Ocean City, so from the front door to the back door, all needs to be done. But the kitchen area has issues with getting the appliances out, so I wanted to put the laminate from the front wall to the back wall without trying to take out that little Luan thing that they have for, like, the backing for a... what was linoleum floor? So I think a quarter inch going in, and then it has an opening that leads into the living room, dining room area. That I wanted to know if I could put one of those tread things there and make the transition look good, or is it gonna look not fit together and look funny? I didn't want to take up the Luan in the kitchen that goes underneath of all the cabinetry.
Right. Yeah. No. I hear you. Yeah. The only thing is, if you put laminate on top of that, just make sure that you're not sort of blocking your dishwasher in, because if you have a floor that's higher than the dishwasher, and it's okay if you have like the screw legs on the dishwasher and you still got like an inch or so of room there where you can adjust it up and down. But I've seen people actually lock in the dishwasher by putting flooring right up against that, and then now they can't get it out without, you know, raising the countertop, for example. But in terms of your question about the sill, yes, you can put a transition piece across that, and it's probably a good idea, because there's going to be so much traffic there that will help you make that make sure that that area of the floor doesn't sort of buckle or twist or wear through quicker than the rest. I would just probably choose something that matches the color. I don't know if you're going to find the exact product that you're using made in a sill version, but you could probably find something close. What do you think, Leslie?
Generally, you can get them from the manufacturer to match the flooring. But if you've got two completely different things, go with something that sort of matches whatever else in the room. And I think Tom's onto something with, like, a metal finish or something that gives you that same transition from space to space but coordinates with everything else.
Should I have it be wide, like the 4 inches of the wall opening, or should it be thin?
You at least want it to be 4 inches wide. I've got a transition in my house that's about 8 inches wide, because I have it the whole depth of the door. It just happened to work well for that. But you definitely want it to be at least 4 inches wide, because otherwise it's going to be hard for you to attach it. And if you just have a really thin piece of trim in there, it's going to wiggle free, believe me, with all the foot traffic on top of that.
Okay, that's very helpful. So lift the feet on the appliances before I install the floor, and widest transition possible.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously take the refrigerator out, too. You know, you don't want to block in those appliances. You will be very sad, because chances are you get this beautiful floor down, and then a month or two later your dishwasher dies and you can't get it out. Okay?
Yes. Yay, you helped me very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project.
This is the Money Pit coming to you on this lovely spring weekend. We are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects well done with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, adding a backyard deck is one surefire way to increase your home's living space, but planning and executing the design can be a challenge. We'll talk about all of those fun parts of the project when the Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Guide. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Jackson D. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Betsy has a scratch.
Who has a what?
Betsy, my car. She has a big old scratch on her side. Honey, I've had her since college.
I know, honey. Take her to Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. It's going to be okay. Remember, that's where you told me to take my car because they do minor and major auto body repair and full paint jobs. And it looks like she could use one.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair.
You know they do free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. Write it down.
Got it. 530-226-0992.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you are listening to episode 2296. For those of us that follow the podcast, we appreciate you being here. If you've got questions about your Money Pit, give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question at MoneyPit.com/ask.
Kim in New York's on the line. How can we help you?
I have a water heater. It's a oil-fired, I guess, what you would say. And 2 years ago, we just got city water lines at my home. The rest of the years, the house is 56 years old, it's been well water. And I'm getting a staining or discolored water from the hot water only. Not
from just the hot water side?
Yeah.
Huh.
I put a paper towel in the sink and I drip the water and it's all discolored.
So, well, you got some rust in there somehow. I'm not quite sure if that's coming from the water heater or that's coming from your plumbing line, but that's probably what's happening. Now, if you let it run for a long time, as opposed to just dripping, is it still discolored?
Yeah, I let the water in the bathroom sinks just run as a thin stream line, and yeah, for quite a while. And I notice it when you fill the tub. I'll clean my tub, fill it, soak it with bleach, and drain it, and there's a film. You know,
interesting.
It's a colored film.
How old is your water heater?
Well, I don't know where to look for the age of it, but
what would you guess?
Know, here's a thing on there. It's probably 06 when I had it first serviced. You know how they have a sticker?
Yeah. So it's older than that. So it's pretty old then.
Correct.
Yeah, so you're at the end of a normal life cycle for that water heater. So you may be replacing it sooner rather than later. Now, you said it was oil fired. You don't have gas in the house?
No, there's no gas lines out here.
Okay, and so your option was either electric or oil. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, there is another type of water heater today that's electric that's more efficient than the old fashioned electric water heaters. I just want to make sure you're aware of. It's called a heat pump water heater. It uses a different type of technology. The prices on these things have come way down since they first came out. And there are a number of really interesting benefits to these heat pump water heaters today that might make them more attractive to pick up than another oil water heater, which is going to be expensive and not nearly as efficient. So think about a heat pump water heater.
The oil-fired ones are expensive and not as...
Not as efficient. Yes, correct. Yep.
Not as this electric heat pump one. Okay, thank you. I will look into this.
All right, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Okay, thank you.
Well, adding a backyard deck is one surefire way to increase your home's living space, well, at least for considerably more than half of the year, I mean, depending on what part of the country that you call home. It's an integral part of summer, barbecues, get-togethers, I mean, not to mention a sweet spot for chilling out in a lounge chair or hammock and savoring those warm breezes while you sip an iced tea or even a cold beer and listen to the birds or some fun music.
Now, that said, adding or even replacing a backyard deck requires some planning and skill to pull off, which begs the question, should you do the job yourself or should you hire a pro? So let's talk about the pros and the cons of each approach. Now, if you do build it yourself, you're definitely going to save on labor costs. However, building a backyard deck could eat up a lot of time because as fast as you think you're going to do it, it's not going to happen, trust me. So you're talking about a lot of weekends, and depending on how quickly you work, maybe more, maybe less. Also, the DIY option could be perfect if you're planning on a fairly simple deck, you know, like one that's like 8 by 12 or 12 by 16 and low to the ground. But things get very dicey if you choose a more complicated design, or even worse, when it's a multi-level deck, because gravity is not your friend.
Yeah, and like I feel like everything with the deck, you're like bending over, your back hurts. Like, it's a pretty involved project. Now, hiring a pro is obviously going to result in a pricier deck since you're going to be paying for their labor. But on the plus side, a professional contractor, well, at least one who's reliable, is likely to finish that project faster than you will. And a professional is also going to take care of all the permitting process and will already know what's up to code and what isn't. And that's going to ensure that your new deck is going to be A-okay with your city inspector. And that's super important.
It absolutely is. I can tell you, in the years I spent as a home inspector, I'd often find decks that people built themselves and didn't get a building permit. And guess what? You are not going to be able to close on that house and get a certificate of occupancy from the building department if you didn't get the proper permits. And it gets even worse, because if you so happen to have put this deck up and violated any part of the zoning law, now you got to take it down. I mean, all the way to the ground. So don't cut corners.
It's not just pay a fine.
No.
It's sometimes you got to start over.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, whoopsies. Let's. What can we do to fix this? No. He's going to say, you know, get it taken down or move it or cut it and modify it, whatever. And that happens with fences, too. So it's really important that you know these laws, these local laws, so you don't kind of get surprised by a less-than-friendly building inspector with some bad news. So, Leslie, this is the way I see this happening. If you're a building inspector and you go home for the evening, you know, your wife says, hey, how'd it go today? Hey, I got another one. It's like the dinner table conversation, right? Now this guy's got to take his whole deck down because you know what? He didn't get a permit, and I caught him. So don't be the dinner time conversation for a local building inspector. Get a permit before you do your project.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up next, losing power is always a hassle, but circuit breakers trip for a reason. We're going to tell you why these devices keep you safe and what to do if they do keep tripping. So stick around.
You live in a money pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your projects as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Hey guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles Podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles Podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles Podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles Podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Help yourself first by calling us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Hey guys, do you ever feel like your home is just a money pit? Well, we get it, but come on guys, really, it's all about perspective. I mean, for us, a money pit isn't a disaster. It's a home that we love and a home that you should love.
That's right. So whether you're dealing with a repair, you're dreaming about a reno, you can consider us your coach, your helper, or if necessary, we are certified home improvement therapists. Guaranteed for all things remodeling, decor, and fix up. So on the Money Pit podcast, you will hear all those things. Download our show today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, if a circuit breaker trips, it's always a hassle. I mean, one area of the home that you should not attempt to do DIY repairs without any experience is definitely this electrical system. So let's talk about why these breakers trip and what you can do about it without getting hurt. So Tom, first of all, why does a breaker trip in the first place?
So a circuit breaker or a fuse has one job and one job only, and that is to stop the wire that carries electricity throughout your house. And there's many of them, as you know, but to stop each individual wire from overheating and causing a fire. Now, every wire has a rating. For example, a number 14 copper wire, which is a common size wire for most outlets and lights and switches and such throughout your house, that's rated at 15 amps. So if for some reason you've got, you know, three hair dryers and two vacuums plugged into the same circuit and you start pulling more than 15 amps, you want the circuit breaker to trip, because if not, the wire could heat up, and in the worst-case scenario, it could cause a fire. So basically, what a circuit breaker does is protects the wiring and stops it from overheating.
All right, well, that's good. Now, in any instance here, can you repair this yourself?
Well, not really, because it's not so much a repair, and if it is, it's definitely not a DIY project. So if it's an obvious cause of a circuit breaker that's tripping, and by an obvious cause, I mean you are maybe plugging in an air conditioner and a vacuum cleaner all at the same time, and when you do that, it trips. You know why it's tripping, okay? So the solution there is and a new circuit has to be run to carry, to kind of split up that load. Now, if it's happening sort of haphazardly and you can't really pinpoint the cause, the other reason it might happen is because something is deteriorated in your wiring. It could be shorting somewhere, and that's definitely not a DIY project. It's something you have to call a pro for. Plus, anything that causes you to have to open up the electrical panel and take the front off that, that's super dangerous, because even when switches are off, there's a lot of hot wiring in there, because it basically stays hot from the meter to the main panel, and then there's two bars that go down the back of it, and those are always hot as well. So definitely only if it's a matter of trying to move things around and figure out what's wrong, then you can reset the breakers. But you don't want to have to do this if it's happening haphazardly, because further diagnostics are needed.
Now, what about old fuses? I mean, you almost never see these in modern homes. So when you come across an old fuse, do these panels kind of always need to be replaced or updated at least?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, technically, if the right fuses are installed, then there's nothing wrong with having a fuse panel. The problem is that over the years, people can't find the right size fuses. They don't know what size fuse goes in which sort of hole in the panel, and it gets all kind of messed up. I mean, I used to write on the fuse panels with like a Sharpie what size goes in everything, just to make it a little bit easier on my client. But I would say that they're not dangerous if they're properly fused, but it definitely should be an upgrade, because frankly, you just don't want the inconvenience having to deal with fuses. They're more trouble at this point than they were, so I would think about replacing the panels.
All right, all good tips. Good luck, guys.
Brian in Alaska's on the line and is having some issues with some discoloration on the walls. What's going on?
I have a couple of questions about, you know, springtime. Everybody's getting that fever here in about 2 months. But anyhow,
yeah.
Long story short, inside my house, I have a lot of cedar walls, cedar planking. And I've had pictures on the walls in the past. And so what happens is you take the picture down and all that sunlight has faded that cedar, so it's darker where the pictures are at. And yep. So what I'm trying to do is, without having to sand the entire wall down and reseal it or refinish it, is there anything I can do to help with that, to get the color closer back to where
it was? Only if you were to stain it, you know.
Okay.
Because you're basically talking about oxidation here. As it's exposed to the ultraviolet light from the sun, you're going to get different coloration, and where you have the wall covered, you know, it's going to be different than where it's not covered. And so, yeah, you can sand it down, or you probably don't even have to sand it much if you were to stain it, because the stain would basically color the light and the dark places and probably blend it in nicely and would give it some protection against future oxidation. But short of that, I don't really have any other suggestions for you.
Okay. Yeah, I was just thinking the sanding kind of idea is what I was going to wind up doing. It's just their, it's a big project. And,
So don't move the pictures.
I used to say that you can just don't move the picture or get
just
bigger
don't
ones.
Ever move the pictures.
Yeah. Or if you have to, get a bigger one.
Yes, exactly true. Or put them back in the same size. And that is also an option I may have to, well, that's what I'm doing right now. So I do appreciate you taking the time to take my call. So it looks like I'm on a sand. So they have a, is there any kind of sander you'd recommend with that? Still be dustless?
Yeah, I would just tell you, because you're talking about cedar, Brian, that can be really annoying to your lungs. Okay. It can, cause a respiratory reaction. So you want to make sure you're really careful with ventilation. So the best way to vent that space is to depressurize the room you're working in. So let's say you got, a window or door at one end and another one at the other end. Put a regular room fan in one of those windows or doors and point it out so that you depressurize the room. In other words, dust that gets into the air gets sucked out and fresh air gets sucked in. That plus make sure you wear a good quality dust mask while you're doing the work so that you stop, so you don't breathe in that cedar dust.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. We are coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with pros who know how to deliver a job well done. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, if you've got a staining project in the future, maybe a small craft project or a piece of furniture or even an entire outdoor deck, we're going to share homemade recipes that deliver beautiful results when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlotte's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
So that's what I mean. It's practically free. So check that out. But remember, you got to make everything you need at once because it's going to be really difficult to do it two times in a row.
Mm-hmm. And maybe it won't match again.
Well, that's the idea. It won't match. But, I mean, if you do a project once and then you go ahead and put your clear coat on top, right, whether it's a varnish or a urethane or whatever, it'll seal it in. If you're using that option for the steel wool, you make it now and you don't finish and you decide to come back tomorrow and put more on, it could be a much darker color by then.
All right. Well, now we've got one here from Ronnie, and he says, we have a deck off of our master bedroom. It sits on top of our garage and is becoming a problem because the deck is constantly leaking into the garage. We've tried adding drains and covered the deck in outdoor tile, but that hasn't helped. Should we just enclose the deck to solve that problem?
Yeah, that'd be pretty dramatic. But look, having a deck off a master is a nice feature. But the thing is, what you're doing is not going to stop your problem. Because it sounds like the decking surface is not waterproof. This deck was covered. I mean, this roof was covered with a deck, but the original roof was not waterproof to begin with in terms of being able to stand up to that deck. What you need to do, what works best, is if you use fiberglass for the decking material, that would replace the roof shingles, and then you're walking basically on the fiberglass. It is not inexpensive, but it's really the only way to have a roof deck, so to speak. You've got to have a material underneath that is very, very durable and slip resistant. Then, of course, you got to surround it all with a railing. And just going ahead and trying to build a wood deck on top of an asphalt shingle roof, or worse yet, over an asphalt roll roof that's just going to slope, like a low slope, it's not going to happen. It's just going to wear right through.
All right, Ronnie. I hope that gives you a hand because that deck really could be very nice.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending this part of this, what I hope is a beautiful spring weekend in your area of the country. It's pretty darn nice here today, so I'm kind of inspired to go grab a few tools and make some repairs that have been waiting for me, bugging me all winter on the outside of my house. But if you've got a project to tackle and you need help, remember 24/7, you can always reach out to us. I always love it when I surprise people by responding, like in the middle of the day or sometimes in the evening, to a question that they send us. So I'm happy to do that for you as well and to feature you on the next edition of the show. So go ahead and reach out to us at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. Till then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Money Pit. Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Over 40 tornadoes raked a number of small towns and big cities across the South and Midwest Friday, killing at least 21 people, injuring hundreds of others. Confirmed or suspected tornadoes in at least 8 states, destroying homes and businesses, laying waste to neighborhoods across the broad swath of the country. In Little Rock, Arkansas, one witness says she could hear the winds picking up before a window blew out.
I was trying to get in the hallway, but the hallway is not the safest place because all our stuff just blew out. The doors was locked, but all our stuff that was on the table, it blew out. The window, the table broke. But we all made it into the bathroom, and it was only one person injured.
The dead include 7 in one Tennessee county, 4 in the small town of Wynn, Arkansas, 3 in nearby Sullivan, Indiana. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders declaring a state of emergency, activating the National Guard. In Adamsville, Tennessee, Police Chief Nathan Reagan says multiple tornadoes touched down Friday night.
Multiple homes leveled completely. Numerous homes with significant damage. Widespread power outages. Trees and power lines down across the roadways. Just a pretty breathtaking event we've had.
State officials warn the same weather conditions are expected to return Tuesday. And in Belvedere, Illinois, part of the roof of the theater collapsed as about 260 people were inside attending a concert. Boone County Emergency Management Coordinator Dan Zicard says one person was found dead.
It appears that he was under the debris that fell, and some of the concert goers drug him out of there. We found him actually in a safer area. But he was already gone. There was absolutely nothing we could do.
Some 40 others were hurt, including 2 with life-threatening injuries. More news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Mr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Ukraine's top security agencies notified a prominent Orthodox priest he's suspected of the criminal offense of condoning Russia's invasion.
Metropolitan Pavel is the abbot of Kiev-Pechersk Lavra Monastery, Ukraine's most revered Orthodox site. He has strongly resisted the authorities' order to vacate the complex. Earlier in the week, he cursed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, threatening him with damnation. Pavel has described the accusations made by Ukraine's Secret Service, or SBU, as being politically driven. The monks in the monastery belong to Ukraine's Orthodox Church, which has historic ties to the Russian Orthodox Church. I'm Karen Chamas.
On the Sunday news shows, ABC's This Week welcomes Joe Tacopina, the former lawyer for former President Trump. CBS's Face the Nation has editor-in-chief Emma Tucker of the Wall Street Journal, and on Fox News Sunday, former Attorney General William Barr. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The NBA remains on solid footing for several more years.
It took a lot of meetings, some give and take, and maybe a few more gray hairs for the negotiators, but the NBA will have labor peace for some time. The league and the players came to an agreement early Saturday on a new 7-year collective bargaining agreement. The deal begins this summer and will last until at least through the 28-29 season. Either side can opt out then. Otherwise, the new deal will last through the 29-30 season. Jason Walker reporting.
Speaking of the NBA, Greg Popovich, 14-time All-Star Dirk Nowitzki, Tony Parker, Pau Gasol, Dwayne Wade, and Becky Hammon. Headliners of the 2023 Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame class to be enshrined August 11th and 12th in Connecticut and Massachusetts. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hop takes over your commercial, a hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling BNT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie App and LL Flooring's Profiles Podcast. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house, because that's what we do. We love home improvement. We love doing it. We love planning it. We love solving problems that we run into while we're doing home improvements, because, yes, just like the rest of you, sometimes things don't end up exactly like we planned, but that's part of the fun and part of the challenge, right?
I mean, that is true.
I did a deck last summer, and I had this vision of just taking off the decking boards and recovering it with Trex. But then when I got the decking boards off, the frame was so rotted, I'm like, I can't put good Trex on top of that. So I ended up having to build a whole new deck practically from the ground on up. But you know what? It was okay, because I knew that it was the right way to do it. It cost a little bit more money, but because sometimes that stuff happens. So if you've got some projects that you'd like to get done, you'd like some advice on how to start, maybe you're stuck, maybe you find a surprise like I did, reach out to us with your questions. A couple of ways to do that. You can go to moneypit.com/ask. Really cool feature at moneypit.com/ask is the blue microphone button. What's special about the blue microphone button, Leslie?
Well, you can, you know, press it, and then it asks your question, and it brings it right to us.
That's right. You can record your question right there. It'll come right to us, and we'll get back to you with an answer. Or, of course, you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Well, coming up on today's episode, spring is officially here, and it's a good time to start thinking about the projects you're going to plan for warmer weather. So we'll share the top products to tackle right now in just a bit.
And also ahead, if you buy a condo, one of the benefits is that the association is supposed to use part of your monthly maintenance fee to handle repairs. But increasingly, the associations are not doing their job, which is resulting in owners needing to come up with big repair fees. We're going to explain why and the tough questions that you need to ask before you buy.
Plus, lastly, where do you store your paper towels?
Sometimes in the laundry room, sometimes on top of the refrigerator, sometimes in a cabinet.
Well, you might be surprised to learn that your refrigerator is one place paper towels belong. We're going to share
like what.
Like in it? That's right. And we will explain why just ahead.
I'm not so sure I'm buying that one, but I'm going to stick around. Well, I mean, I have to stick around, but I'm going to stick around for that especially. You guys, too. I mean, especially stick around if you've got some home improvement questions. Let us know what you are working on. We're here to lend a hand. It is the spring season, so I know there's a lot of projects coming up on your to-do list.
So let's get to it. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or post your question at moneypit.com/ask.
Heading out to Cape Cod, where we've got Sherry on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Well, hi. I have an Anderson slider door.
Okay.
It never did it when it was new. It's about 20 years old.
Okay.
That the bottom railing where the door slides, I think it ices. And right by the door, there's plywood underneath the carpet. And what it does is moisture turns that carpet a dark brown, and I think it's tannins from the plywood, but lo and behold, it's that bottom rail that ices, and I think that's where the water's coming from, because it's never wet.
Well, I mean, first of all, Anderson makes a heck of a good sliding glass door. Of all the doors out there, that's one of the most durable. The first thing I would do is I would check the alignment on the door, and you'll find that on the bottom of that door, there's going to be two like plastic caps, one at one end of the sliding door and one at the other. And when you pull those off, you'll see that you can put a screwdriver in there and rotate it. And as you do that, there's a wheel that will adjust the height of the door on that track. And by turning one or the other, you can adjust alignment. So I would check it to make sure that when that door comes into the jam, that it is absolutely parallel with the door jam. Because if it's off a little bit, then that could be, you know, one of the reasons you're getting some moisture or humidity or draft in that space. And then also very often those doors are going to have an extra tiny piece of foam sort of glued to the edge of it, so that when it closes, it pulls in real tight. You see this on sliding doors. You also see it on regular doors too. It's like an extra piece of weather stripping. It's only about, you know, an inch and a half square, and it's adhered to the very bottom of the jamb. Usually the jam, not so much the sliding door, because it stays better that way. And so when that door comes in, it pulls tight and seals it. So I would look at the alignment there first, and then I would try to determine whether or not there's any gaps. And the last thing I would do is I would go outside, and this is easier to do at night, with a strong flashlight, hold it parallel to the bottom of the door, and even under the door. And then on the inside, have another person see if they can see that light streaming through. Because you may have some gaps under the door that have formed over the years. And if you find those, you can seal those with an expanded foam insulation. Now, there's one, Great Stuff makes a number of these. You want to use the one that's rated for windows and doors because it's not quite as stiff and it won't move that sill plate. It will just sort of fill up the space. Or you could caulk it. But I would check for gaps. I would check the alignment for the door. And I would add that little tiny piece of weather stripping. Okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Heading out to Michigan, where we've got Colin on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
I'm trying to figure out the best way, given that we kind of have an older house, about 70 years old, to determine how to level the concrete flooring. It seems like there's a certain amount of rise over a 10-foot, 8- or 10-foot run, I'd say in the ballpark of a quarter to a half inch anywhere in various spots of the basement. So I'm trying to figure out if I need to do any kind of leveling and how best to determine that, given that I'm going to be installing a vinyl planking with the underlayment already attached.
Okay. So first of all, keep in mind that your basement floor is not part of the home structure. You know, it's just there covering the dirt. It's not interconnected with the walls. It's really the last thing that's added to a basement. And because of that, sometimes, you know, they're not put in as well as, say, like a garage slab might be. So the fact that you've got some rise and fall in that basement, do you see cracking or deterioration, Colin, in this, or is it really just the uneven surface you're dealing with?
It's a slight cracking. I would say the worst of it is maybe, you know, an eighth to a 16th of an inch. I don't think
so,
and it's not getting worse. Yeah.
So here's what I would do. You have the option of using a floor leveling compound on that, but I'm not so sure that you really need it because it doesn't seem like it's got very much of a differentiation. I would work with the flooring company you're buying this from. For example, if you're purchasing flooring at Lumber Liquidators, now called LL Flooring, they have experts in the store that can check the specs for the product that you are purchasing and determine how much differentiation over what distance it's rated for. And if it exceeds that, then you would want to use a floor leveling compound to try to even that out. Now, there are products that are designed to go on top of concrete. There are also concrete leveling products that you can use. You'll have some choices, but that would be the solution if it turns out, in fact, you do need to level it.
Okay, yeah, that's great. That's kind of exactly what I was hoping for with this project because I am trying to do it all myself. So.
Well, congratulations. It's a great project to take on. Good luck with the project. Thanks so much for reaching out to us, and let us know how you make out.
Will do. You have a great day.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, are you ready to take on some spring projects? We're going to share our top five to-dos for the warm weather ahead after this.
Live in a money pit.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Carrier's new IntelliSense technology is changing how HVAC dealers and technicians help customers. Available exclusively on Performance Series systems and Ecobee for Carrier thermostats, IntelliSense provides remote diagnostics and real-time updates, which means smarter techs and happier customers. With IntelliSense, Carrier dealers can monitor the health of HVAC systems and detect issues early, analyze fault codes, and recommend solutions. Learn more about IntelliSense, the simply smart choice for comfort and affordability. Ask your local Carrier dealer or visit Carrier.com. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that, but also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com. Looking for an easy DIY project that'll transform your concrete patio, steps, or walkway? Check out Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. It's a tough, decorative, textured concrete coating you just roll on.
Roller Rock is a unique pre-mixed self-priming formula made from real stone. It resists water, stains, impact, and abrasion, comes in 15 colors, and updates any concrete surface.
Order your Roller Rock today to upgrade your home's exterior. Go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And hey guys, season 2 of the Profiles podcast is out right now. You can listen to all those episodes, especially if you are a pro. If you're a builder, remodeler, designer, we talk to folks that are the best in the business, and they share their secrets. I don't let them leave before we figure it all out, and you can learn, too. Great ideas that will help your business. Just go to llflooring.com/profiles, llflooring.com/profiles. You can listen online right there, or you can download Season 2 on your favorite podcast app.
Janet in New York, you have got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I've had a new countertop installed on a newly built house, and my options were granite or granite. And they installed the countertop in the kitchen, and I've looked online, and I've talked to several people, and I get so many different options or different ways to keep it clean and to maintain it.
Right.
My biggest thing is, this granite seems to be more work than my Formica countertop that I took out.
Yeah, you're right about that. You know, everyone thinks, well, it's granite. It's going to be indestructible.
Yeah.
Well, it is, but the finish needs a lot of work to maintain. I mean, the quartz countertops are a lot easier to maintain than granite, but granite is porous by nature. And so, you know, they mill the granite and then they finish it. And that sealer has to be redone from time to time, usually every few years. And you have to stay on top of it with cleaning and polishing. So you're right. It is more work than a Formica countertop ever was. Right, Leslie?
Yeah, and you also have to make sure that whatever cleaning supplies you use, you know, are safe for a granite or a natural material surface, because you don't want to put something on that could deteriorate the protective coatings on top of it. And, you know, be careful with the edging that you select, because an OG edge, while more decorative, is a little bit more delicate. And when you're washing the dishes and the buttons on your jeans are rubbing against it, it could eventually wear that away. You just have to be careful, but they look great and definitely worth the work.
Oh, well, my other question is we have there's a drop sink in it, and I'm kind of concerned because the big thing everybody says is, or the experts, is to don't let water sit, don't let, you know, any liquid stay on it for any length of time. What about the lip or the rim underneath the granite where the sink is? It's do you know what I mean? The sink is an underneath one, so there's a little hangover.
It's not going to deteriorate. It is granite. But, you know, you're not going to see that spot, so it's just a matter of keeping it clean just so that you don't get any growth of any mold or fungus in there, because that can smell sometimes. So I would just stick with good quality granite cleaners. One we've been recommending for years is a line by Stone Care. People seem very happy with that. There's a cleaner and a polish. You can find that at Amazon and Walmart and places like that. Not too terribly expensive. And just try to stay on top of it.
Oh, good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, now that spring is here, it's the season when the home improvement bug awakens and we can finally get started on projects that just weren't possible with all those freezing temps.
Yep, it's also time to refresh and repair your home after the ravages of winter and get it ready for the warmer weather. So let's talk about what you might want to take on for your first spring projects. So here's what we think is really the essential list. Leslie, you want to start?
Yeah, first of all, some of us have not seen our roofs since the fall. So if you're in an area with a lot of snow and ice, that could be you. So get out there with a set of binoculars and check out your shingles. You want to look at the valleys. You want to look at all those vulnerable spots in your roof. Check out the gutters. Check out the downspouts. Just kind of get a look at everything and make sure it's all in good shape.
Well, now that everything is thawing, we've also got spring showers to contend with. So let's take a look at the drainage around our house, make sure the gutters are clean and that sort of thing. But also think about adding a dehumidifier once you've got that water diverted away from your house. If you've got one, great. Make sure you give it a good cleaning and change up the filter. And if not, might be a good time to pick one up.
All right, now check out your deck from top to bottom. Are the fasteners in good shape? Are the decking boards secure? Are the railings nice and tight? Are the steps secure? These are the things that you should be looking for. In fact, on MoneyPit.com, we have a great inspection checklist for your deck, and it's going to really give you a helping hand.
And last but not least, before you know it, you'll be cranking up the AC. So don't be surprised when it doesn't work. Now is the time to give it that once over. Make sure you clear away any debris from the outdoor compressor, change your filters, and if it's not been done yet, get a service call scheduled with your local HVAC contractor. Do it now before they get busy, and you'll have a nice tune-up. You'll know it's working perfectly, and it's not going to fail on the first hot day.
Eddie in Rhode Island's on the line with a painting question. How can we help you?
I have cement steps, and it seems like every year I'm repainting them. And I've been using an exterior oil-based paint. I didn't know if there's a reason why they're peeling every year or if I'm doing something wrong.
Are you using a masonry paint?
Well, I'm about to ask you what that is, but that would answer that question.
Maybe the answer is no. There's paints that are designed specifically for masonry surfaces. The other thing that you might want to think about doing the next time is to strip off all the old paint and use an epoxy based paint.
An epoxy paint?
Yeah. It's got really good adhesion. It's a two-part mix. You mix it together, and then you apply it to the steps. And there are versions that are designed for exterior as well as interior under-roof spaces like garages. And I think you'll find that that will really, really stand up because it's not an air dry or an oil solvent-based. It's a chemically hardening system that basically reacts and hardens.
And how long would that paint last, do you think?
Yeah, I think it would last a heck of a long time.
Okay, a lot more than a year.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, that answers my question. I really appreciate the information.
Now we've got Christina in Missouri on the line who is about to tackle a bathroom renovation but has a lot of questions. Tell us about the project.
So my project, it's the master bathroom, and it's one of those bathrooms where it has the tub, and there's a window, a big window right above the tub, and a very, very narrow shower. And so I would like to be able to remove the shower and the tub out completely and make an expanded shower and use the space where the shower is at, make that into storage. And so my question is, what do I do with the window? Do I like the light that comes in, but it's very, very drafty. So if I were to replace the window, would I use like a double pane or triple pane? Or if I were to kind of shore up the window, then would that mean probably obviously some masonry work that needs to be done? I'm just trying to figure out what is the most cost-effective and, you know, quickest way, I guess, to be able to resolve the window issue.
You might want to look into privacy windows. You know, there's some really pretty privacy windows that are designed for bathrooms. I'm thinking of one that looks like glass block. Leslie, you know, the kind that has like sort of the wavy glass to it. It's not designed to open, but it brings a lot of light in.
But there are, you know, double hung windows that are privacy glass as well that are meant for bathroom spaces. I mean, otherwise, how would the window that's directly next to my toilet function? I mean, yeah. It's amazing. It's the worst place for it, but luckily the glass is, you know, clouded in a way. So there are options that give you the privacy within the glass, but also the functionality of the window. But you definitely do need to upgrade that window system that you have so you're not getting those drafts.
Right. So I have seen some frosted glass and, you know, in other like Instagram pictures and things like that. But are those types of windows, are they like double pane windows? Do they even, I don't even know. I guess, I mean, I have a lot of research to do.
Those type of decorative windows with the frosted glass, they are available and we call that thermal pane. Double panes, thermal pane windows. Certainly you could buy a privacy window that is an Energy Star rated window. That's another good thing to look for. The other thing I'll point out is make sure that the bathroom, I don't know if your bathroom has a ventilation fan in it because sometimes bathrooms with windows don't have these vent fans, but you're definitely going to need to add one, especially if you decide to, use a non-openable window. And even if not, if you can do the renovation, I would add a bath fan at the same time.
Okay. Yep. We do have one. And I was thinking of replacing that one also because I think it's one of those things where if I'm going to do the upgrade, I might as well upgrade that too. So.
Yeah. You know the four most important words? You know the four most expensive words for bathroom renovations while you're at it?
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Well, it's all the small things that start adding up that make the project that much more expensive. But having a plan, having a good plan, and doing my research and part of the call to you was part of that. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects well done with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, are you thinking about buying a condo so you don't have to worry about big repairs like roof replacements that should be covered by your monthly maintenance fee?
Well, be warned. It turns out associations who are supposed to be saving for projects like that are not doing their job. And it's resulting in owners needing to cover potentially huge repair expenses. We'll explain why and the tough questions you need to ask before you buy when the Money Pit returns.
Hey, Money Pit. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including 2 crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, when you're buying a single-family house, you understand that if the roof needs replacing or the driveway needs patching, that's an expense you're going to need to cover all by yourself. But if you own a unit in a condo, costs like that are shared among all of the owners in the development and included in your monthly dues that you pay to the association.
Now, if the homeowners association has done their job, they'll have saved enough money to cover the repair or replacement expenses for things like roofs, siding, pools, light fixtures, or really anything else that wears out. But the problem is that too often they do not do their job, and when big repairs come due, owners face unexpected assessments to help raise the cost needed for the repairs. With us to talk about why this is happening and why it's happening more now than ever before is Tyler Birding. Tyler is a founding partner of Birding & Weil, a firm that specializes in construction defect litigation. Welcome, Tyler.
Thank you. Glad to be aboard.
Now, we're hearing more and more about these types of issues where associations just don't have the money for the end-of-life updates they're supposed to be doing, like a roof, right? I mean, you put a roof on a building, you know it's going to last 20, 25 years. If you're doing your job, at 25 years, you got enough money in the kitty for a new roof, but that's not what you're seeing, right?
Well, that's right, Tom. Actually, there are two problems associated with that. One is the problems you know about that you're going to have to deal with over the next 15 or 20 years. You should be putting away a certain amount in reserves to deal with those repair costs when they arise. But there's a secondary issue, and that's those problems you don't know about because they're hidden. And deterioration in the walls, balconies, supports rotting off, things like that, that when they fail or when you discover the damage, maybe a decade or two has gone by and nobody's known about it. And nobody has put aside a dime for those kind of issues. So you're getting it from two directions.
So not only do we need to make sure that we are properly saving for these repairs, we have to make sure also that the inspections are being done. And by inspections, I don't necessarily mean like code inspections, but I mean sort of wear and tear inspections to see if the repairs are tracking, for example, at the rate that it was expected, right? As well as whether or not there are hidden issues that could be creeping up that perhaps were early intervention would save you some money and some aggravation and expense.
Yes, both of those things are true. The ones you know about depend a great deal on how sophisticated the inspector is in projecting useful lives of those components, and then the ability of the board to raise the funds necessary to stay even with the cost of repair. But the other side of that is those inspections that typically accompany what we in California call a reserve study, by statute, only inspect components that are visible and accessible. So what does the reserve study inspector do? Walks around the building, looks at the roof, looks at the siding, maybe looks at some of the other components that he can see and projects useful lives and costs of repair for those items. What those inspections don't do is go into the interiors of the walls or looking at sheathing and things like that that are infected with rot or other deterioration and identify that because they're not the statute doesn't require them to do it, so they don't do it.
And this can result not only in additional expense, but actually tragic consequences. I'm thinking about the Surfside condominium collapse, where there was significant deterioration in that building that was undetected and unrepaired until tragedy struck.
That's true. And the problem with that building, like so many other ones in Florida, they're reinforced concrete. They're in a marine environment. A lot of them are close to the ocean. And the reinforcing steel that's inside those walls can corrode and expand, and the concrete can crack and spall. And people look at that And it's so many instances of that in so many buildings, it looks routine. They don't get too excited about a crack in the garage ceiling or on the wall, even if there's some efflorescence seeping out of it. Today, however, after the failure in Florida and some of the follow-up inspections, they are more tuned into that, and I suspect legislatures around the country where a lot of those buildings exist are going to be harder on the owners to force more intrusive inspections.
The quality of the management, the quality of the financial planning is something that perhaps a potential buyer with a little bit of savvy about this could make some pretty good assumptions as to whether or not this is an association that's on track or not.
Yeah, those documents are available in most associations to prospective buyers. Reserve studies, experts' reports, things like that are on file. The problem is the average person, or even someone even if they were to hire an architect to look at those reports and compare that to the building itself, unless they're starting to do intrusive inspections, looking at components that are hidden, even an architect wouldn't know whether that budget is going to match the needs of those buildings. It's a very difficult problem, and one that's going to require legislators everywhere to start expanding the scope of those inspections that are done to prepare the budgets for these associations.
Tyler Birding, principal with Birding and Weil, an expert in construction defect litigation. Thank you so much, Tyler, for spending a few minutes with us today and filling us in on some of the things we need to be aware of if we're considering purchasing a property that's part of a homeowners association.
You're very welcome, and thank you for having me.
If you'd like to learn more, you can visit Tyler's website at birdingweil.com. That's BERDINGWEIL.com.
Tyler Birding, great advice. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming up, you're probably used to reaching for paper towels to clean up spills quickly, but they're a lot more useful than you might think. We're going to share some creative uses next.
Carrier's new IntelliSense technology is changing how HVAC dealers and technicians help customers. Available exclusively on Performance Series systems and Ecobee for Carrier thermostats, IntelliSense provides remote diagnostics and real-time updates, which means smarter techs and happier customers. With IntelliSense, Carrier dealers can monitor the health of HVAC systems and detect issues early, analyze fault codes, and recommend solutions. Learn more about IntelliSense, the simply smart choice for comfort and affordability. Ask your local Carrier dealer or visit carrier.com.
Hey, guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your project as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list. From major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Angie doesn't just get your home projects done, they get them done well.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Are you looking for an easy DIY project that'll transform your concrete patio steps or walkway? Check out Roller Rock from Dice Coatings. It's a tough, decorative, textured concrete coating that you just roll on. Made from real stone, Roller Rock is a unique pre-mixed self-priming formula that resists water, stains, impact, and abrasion. It's available in 15 colors and can update any concrete surface. Order your Roller Rock today to upgrade your home's exterior. Go to DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects not just done, but well done.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Coming up, guys, we want to help you with all of your home improvement projects. So let us know what you are working on so we can give you a hand. Perhaps you're dreaming up a huge renovation, or maybe you're thinking about a smaller project. Well, whatever it is, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. So join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and every Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Head to Pennsylvania, where Mike has a question about a bathtub. What can we help you with?
I have an old steel tub that's actually rusting out, and had a few quotes on having it refinished versus, you know, there's companies out there that'll put vinyl inserts and all, or is it better just to have it ripped out and put a brand new tub in?
I would vote for having it ripped out and putting in a brand new tub, because I don't think that you're going to be able to refinish it and be happy with that. Most of the refinishing, if it's done professionally, it can be okay, but man, I tell you what, it's an awfully big project. It's a very messy project. They have to use some pretty coarse chemicals to prep that tub and get it ready for the new finish. And then the new finishes are certainly not going to last as long as the original finish. So I think it's probably a good option for either a new tub, or you could do sort of a tub insert. There are companies out there that make inserts that fit inside the existing tub, priced not so coincidentally, just slightly less than tearing out the tub and starting
right
from scratch.
But it's done in a day.
All right. I appreciate that. Thanks for your time.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, we're used to reaching for paper towels to clean up spills, but they're a lot more versatile than a person might think. In fact, paper towels can actually help you keep your vegetables fresh. Oh, this is where you were going. All right, I see, Tom.
This is where I was going. That's right. So all you need to do is to line your crisper drawer in your refrigerator with paper towels before you add the produce. Then replace the paper towel every time you put in a new batch of produce. This makes sure your vegetables stay fresher longer, and it keeps the crisper drawer clean as well.
Now, the reason this works, and this is super clever, is that the fruits and vegetables will release water as they're stored, and that moisture's got nowhere to go, and then it stays in that crisper drawer, and you're going to end up with sad brown produce, and that paper towel absorbs the moisture and then keeps the veggies fresh.
Yeah, you just don't want sad brown produce. That is like a really bummer situation, right?
I mean,
now,
you know? They generally turn sad and brown because we forget to eat them. So
you want happy produce. Green, leafy,
exactly.
Happy produce, not sad brown produce.
No.
Yeah, just remember, you want to change out the paper towels frequently, because otherwise they're going to kind of go limp from all that absorbed moisture and start to fall apart. I think it just makes sense that when you get, you know, a fresh batch of veggies, you just empty the whole thing out, put some new paper towels in there, and restock it. You'll really be surprised how long the veggies last compared to the way that you used to keep them.
Ted in Florida, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Listen, folks, I was calling about a leaky ridge vent that I have on my home. It's a north-south top where the ridge vent was installed, but it only seems to leak when the rain blows in sideways, and it only seems to leak under those circumstances. For some reason, if the rain's coming straight down, it doesn't leak. And I'm trying to find a solution, whether it means to replace the ridge vent and just put shingles over top of it or some other solution?
Well, you don't want to replace the ridge vent because it's there for a reason. The ridge vent is a very effective way of venting an attic, taking out that warm air in the summer and the moist air in the winter that affects the efficiency of your insulation. I mean, there are just a whole lot of ridge vent types out there. Now, there's one in particular that I like that's made by AirVent, and it's called FilterVent. And what's cool about the filter vent is it has some weather protection built into it. It's got an external baffle that deflects the wind and the weather, and so it won't let it blow in regardless of what direction that wind comes from. So it might be that you have to replace that vent, but you just don't have the right one. You can't really close off a ridge vent. It's not like it has a way to turn it off. It's going to be on all the time. But if you have the right kind of vent there, I don't think you should have that kind of weather issue, although I have heard it before. But I know that this product called FilterVent by AirVent works pretty well.
Okay, well, that's great. I do appreciate that suggestion. I'll go ahead and get my home improvement store and see if I can pick one up.
Yeah, take a look at it online first to make sure that you understand exactly what it is, because sometimes when you go into the store, they just might only have one or two varieties of it, but you could potentially order it if they don't.
Okay, well, that's great then. I thank you all for your help.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. We are hanging out with you this spring weekend. What are you working on? What are you planning to work on? Or maybe you're just thinking about the summer already. You're like, heck, I'm done with spring. I know it just started, but I want to get in the pool. Well, whatever it is, let us help you get there. So tell us what you are working on, and we can help you get those projects done. We are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. When you need your next project done, Angie's going to help you get it well done. Download the Angie app today. Still ahead, tips to help you spruce up your bathroom for a whole new look just in time for spring.
You live in a money pit.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Reach out to us with your questions at 888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions at MoneyPit.com/ask.
Nicole wrote in saying, we're moving into our new home next week. All right, congrats. We pulled up the old carpet in three rooms the other day, which revealed gorgeous hardwood. The problem is the hardwood is covered in staples and rust. What's a quick fix for fixing this up before we move in?
You know, there's no quick fix, but it's definitely worth putting the time in, because you need to pull up the staples and the tackless, I mean the nails and the tackless, which is that sort of spiky strip that's along the outside wall, and then the staples that they use to put down the padding, of which it's a like a pneumatic stapler.
And they tend to go crazy with them.
Oh, ka-chunk, 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 yeah. And you have to do all of that. The thing is, though, if you're going to refinish them, the nails have to come out. The staples, do the best you can with that, because if you have a pro refinish it, they're going to sand down the floor, and they actually sand the staples kind of out of it. And it's really, really hard to see them when it's completely done. So get the ones that you can, leave the rest, but definitely do it now before you move in. It's the perfect time, and you're really going to enjoy that space with your shiny new hardwood floor.
All right, congrats. Enjoy that new house. May you have many, many years of joy and happiness.
Well, are you ready to take on some spring projects to refresh your home? Leslie's got some tips on where to start with this week's edition of Leslie's Last Word. And Leslie, you're suggesting it's time for a bathroom update.
Well, yeah. I mean, springtime is sort of like nature's way of freshening up outside, so I like to do the same inside. It's a way of bursting color, new life, fresh greenery, lots of nice pastels. Everything's kind of coming back to life on the exterior, so why not do the same inside? I mean, it's really a great way to freshen things up, and the bathroom is a great place to start because you can do it big or you can do it small. Now, a few things you can do is just replace the shower curtain, bring in a pop of color, or if you're still doing it old school style, and I know a lot of people are out there, change the tie back. A lot of people still do this. I've seen it out there. Put in a new tie back. Add a different color. You can also very inexpensively replace towels and bath mats, or just swap them out seasonally. You don't have to get rid of what you currently have, but maybe you have a winter set and a spring summer set. So then you're just sort of swapping things out per season. And, you know, patterns, if you're not a pattern person, maybe spring is your pattern season. And then you can kind of just freshen things up that way. You can even, if you want to spend a little bit more or put in a little bit more work, put in a fresh coat of paint. Bathrooms are kind of perfect because they're smaller spaces generally. So it's usually one can of paint in a very limited amount of time. Or maybe you want to put up some wallpaper. There's some great peel and stick vinyls that are perfect for a bathroom space that are meant to go in those sort of moist bathroom environments, and they'll stay up. They really are great. They're meant to withstand that kind of climate. And again, smaller space, not very expensive. You can just do an accent wall if you want, and it's definitely a DIY project. Now, again, you want a little bit more of a challenge? Change out some hardware on things. You know, very simple to do. New towel racks. Go from sort of a chrome to a brass. Try anything. Go for something fresh. You can also even invest in better lighting. I mean, it's time to kind of maybe you change out a hi-hat and put in sort of a cool light fixture, a chandelier or something. Maybe you change those sconces on the wall for something a little bit more modern. Totally up to you. Totally a time to refresh. Take the cue from Mother Nature outside and refresh the inside. You can go big, you can go small, look at your budget and go from there, and have a great time doing so because it's just the right time of year.
Good advice. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, outdoor living spaces have never been more popular, and that includes outdoor kitchens. But cooking and dining outside, well, they kind of require some special recipes of their own. We'll share tips for designing outdoor kitchen spaces on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Money Pit.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What's being hidden from us about the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.